Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther brings you two of your favorite entertainers, the beloved Ozzie and Harriet, otherwise Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard, in a delightful story of marital misadventure, The First Year, based on the famous play by Frank Craven. And here they are, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players in The First Year. You know, even in a little town like Princeville, a girl is apt to have problems at times. Take pretty Grace Livingston, for example. Two young fellows proposed to her. First, Dick Loring.
I've got a job with the railroad, Grace, construction engineer. And that's just the beginning. Baby, I'm telling you, I'm going right to the top.
And then Tommy Talbot.
You're so pretty, Grace, and sweet, and a good cook, too. And honest, you're the only girl I ever loved.
And Grace is a fairly ambitious girl, so of course she marries Tommy Talbot. But womanlike, she makes one condition.
Tommy, I want to get out of this deadly little town. I want to travel, go someplace else to live. I want to live excitingly among exciting people. I mean a big town that's really alive. Say a place like Joplin, Missouri.
But Grace, I've got my real estate business here, and it's growing, too. I couldn't just lock the place up and move to Joplin. Grace, you're asking something impossible.
So, naturally, about a year later, we find the young couple living in Joplin, Missouri. And living is just about all they're doing.
You understand, Mr. Talbot, I don't like to press you.
No, I must say you've been very reasonable. Look, how long have we been in that apartment?
11 months.
And how many months do we owe?
10.
Yes. Time certainly flies, doesn't it? But you see, I've been working on a deal for months now, and it's bound to go through almost any day. If it does, I could buy that whole apartment house.
I'm sorry, I don't want to sell.
I could show you a profit.
No.
Maybe 50%.
Well...
But of course, you'd have to fix the roof and the plumbing.
Not on your life. The roof is only 5 years old, and the plumbing's as good as the day it was... Hey, what is this? You haven't got any dough.
Well, no, not right now, but if this deal goes through... Oh, excuse me, will you... Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Barstow. Sure, anytime you say. Tonight? Oh, of course. Why don't you and your wife have dinner with us? Nonsense, forget it. We're glad to have you. You bet. 601 North Elm. Right. Well, hear that, Mr. Pickering? That's him. That's my deal. He's ready to talk. I tell you, I'm in. He's coming to dinner.
Excuse me, Mr. Talbot. Have you been married long?
Oh, about a year. Why?
Does your wife know she's having guests for dinner?
No, I'm going to call her now. Oh, but don't you worry about my wife. Believe me, Grace will pitch right in and love it.
Tommy, how could you do a thing like that to me? I haven't a thing in the house, all that marketing to do, and who am I going to get to serve? Well, yeah, I know, but... Oh, well, if it... means so much. Yeah, I'll get somebody in. Yes, dear. Goodbye. Just a minute. Yes?
I want to see Miss Talbot.
Yes, come in, please. I'm Mrs. Talbot.
My mother said to tell you she can't come to work this evening.
She can't? Why not?
She's got misery.
I never heard of it. What's misery?
That's what you got when you can't come to work.
Oh, are you sure she can't possibly make it? We've got guests for dinner, people I've never seen before. And... Say, wait a minute, what's your name?
Hattie.
Well, Hattie, do you ever work out?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
I wash it.
Did you ever wait on tables?
Yes'm, but I wash it best.
Well, I just have to have somebody help me serve tonight. Do you think you could stay, Hattie?
No, ma'am. I gotta be home early.
Oh, I'll stack the dishes. You could be home by 9. Wouldn't that be time enough?
Yes'm. I guess so. But I ain't so good at serving.
Oh, well, don't you worry about a thing. We're not having anything elaborate, but I've cooked a nice dinner, and I'm sure you can serve it beautifully. Do you know where to stand when you're serving a person?
Yes'm. Alongside of them.
Well, yes, of course, but which side?
No, ma'am.
On the left.
The left?
That's right, Hattie. You say you've waited table before?
Yes'm. But I wash is best.
Well, come along. I'll get you an apron.
Oh, I don't need no apron.
You don't?
No, ma'am. I got my old clothes on. You say something, ma'am?
No, Hattie. Not a thing.
Hey, Grace, I'm home. I picked up some fruit to put in the... Gee, Grace, you haven't got the table set yet. It's after 7.
I'm sorry. Margaret never showed up.
Why not?
She's got misery.
What's misery?
I don't know, except that it's supposed to love company, so I know I haven't got it.
Well, who's going to do the serving?
Margaret's daughter, Hattie.
Oh, that's perfect. Your worries are over.
Well, she isn't exactly a ball of fire, but she seems very willing.
Miss Talbot, ma'am.
In here, Hattie.
Miss Talbot, I just got one vegetable dish.
Here's the other one. It's part of my wedding present. You'll be careful with it, won't you, Hattie?
Yes, ma'am.
And, Hattie, did you seed the melons?
Yes'm. I seed them.
No. No. Hattie, I mean, did you take the seeds out?
Oh, is you supposed to do that?
Of course.
But there's one of them melons is no good.
No good? Well, Grace, how many did you get?
2.
But, darling, there'll be 4 of us all together.
Cut 2 melons in halves, and there should be enough if they're all right.
Well, if they're all right, didn't you feel them?
I felt so many melons, I began to feel back. Hattie, just take the one that's no good and give the best half to Mr. Talbot. I won't eat any.
Yes, ma'am. I'll give him the best of the worst.
If you excuse me, I think I'd better go clean up a little.
Now, Hattie, you're sure you remember everything I told you, huh? Where to stand and what to serve first?
Yes, ma'am. The soup.
No. No, first the melon.
Oh, that's right. I forget the melon.
And then the soup, roast chicken, the vegetables, and then the salad. And then after everything
yes,
else...
Yes, ma'am, you washes it down with the coffee.
You know, I really believe you can do it. If you'll just remember...
Yes, ma'am. My mother says I can do things right if I only wants to.
Then please, Hattie, just this once, please want to a lot. Let me see now. I think that's everything. Silverware, napkins, water glasses. Hattie, don't tell me.
Miss Talbot, we only got one vegetable dish again.
Oh, dear.
What's all the noise about, Grace?
The vegetable dish of the set that Mother gave me.
Oh, so what? How much can a vegetable dish cost?
Well, whatever it is, it's more than we can afford.
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been keeping a little surprise for you, Grace. We're going to be rich. You hear what I said? We're going to be rich.
Who died?
Nobody died. I'm going to make it myself.
How?
Well, a few months ago, I got a tip that the Joplin and Missouri Railroad was going to build a branch line right through that old amusement park. So I've been quietly buying up the property, and now they'll have to buy it from me.
Tommy, really?
Sure. That's why Barstow's coming over tonight. He's doing the buying for the railroad. Gave him an option 2 days ago.
For how much?
$100,000.
What? $100,000? Oh, Tommy, they'll never pay that much.
They will if they need my property, and they need it. Came just the right time, too. I broke our last $10 bill this morning. Even took your bond.
Oh, darling, you didn't do that.
Well, you said it was there in case of need. You don't mind, do you, dear?
No. Not if you're going to make a lot of money.
You bet I am. Barrels of it. When Barstow gets
here... The Barstows. I completely forgot them. I'm not even dressed. Tommy, you'll have to hold the fort. I won't be long, dear.
What a girl. Kind of wife any man would like... Hattie, with your coat on, where are you going?
Home.
Home? Oh, no, 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 please.
I ain't gonna be careful no more. No time.
No, of course not. Who's trying to make you careful?
Every time I'm careful, I drop something.
Now, look, you just take off your coat and go right back in the kitchen and don't you worry about a thing. Be just as careless as you want. Break dishes, do anything. Only please don't leave.
Is you sure Miss Talbot ain't gonna mind?
What a sense of humor you've got.
I have?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll stay.
That a girl. Oh, Grace.
Yes, dear?
Where's the champagne?
What champagne?
You know, those 2 bottles your father gave us for Christmas.
I thought we were saving those for a special
special occasion.
We are, and this is it.
They're in the hall closet. You better put them in the icebox right away.
Okay, baby. Hattie, will you get that champagne and put it right on the ice? I'll let you know when to serve it.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me see. I guess everything's under control now. Hey, Grace! Grace, it's them! They're here, Grace!
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild show will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you ever had this strange experience? You've gone to a party, and there you've met a woman who is very attractive, except for one little thing. Her dress and hair are stunning, but her skin looks tired, and that makes her look tired and too old. Why does her skin look tired? She has not cleansed it thoroughly enough to get rid of the stubborn, clinging, oily film, which clouds your skin and adds years to your looks. That tired, older look can be avoided if you will do this. Once a day, smooth on Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and wipe it off. Then immediately repeat this treatment. Again, smooth on Lady Esther face cream and wipe it off. This is most important, because after you remove surface dirt and makeup, the second creaming gets after that stubborn, clouding, oily film. You'll not have to wait to see the difference. Before your own eyes, your skin does look fresher, radiantly clear, and younger. And you need the help of no other cream to do this. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream alone does the four things your skin needs most for beauty. And it's so soft, you don't have to rub it in, risking harm to the delicate under-skin tissue. Now, if you will use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream as I suggest, I know someone will say to you, "My, you look pretty enough to flirt with. What have you done to yourself?"
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of the first year, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Well, the Barstows have arrived for dinner. And now, being entirely conventional, we find them seated at the table and eating it. The dinner, of course, not the table.
Oh, that was wonderful melon, Miss Talbot. Just wonderful.
I'm so glad you liked it, Mrs. Barstow.
How about you? I noticed you didn't eat any.
But, you see, I...
She's dieting.
With her figure? Huh, that's silly.
Pete, take it easy with that soup. You'll drown yourself.
Not a bad way to die. Believe me, Mrs. Talbot, home was never like this.
Where is your home, Mr. Barstow?
Well, we park our furniture in Kansas City, but my work keeps us traveling all the time.
Oh, that's what I've always wanted to do.
I've told Grace she should have married a conductor.
That's rich.
Small joke.
Just what do you do, Mr. Barstow?
Oh, when the railroad needs some property, I buy it for them. Say, Kitty, isn't this soup delicious?
Sounds all right to me.
Mr. Barstow, is that what you're doing here, buying property?
Yep. Say, Talbot, I might as well tell you now. I'm taking up that option.
You are?
Mm-hmm, and at your price.
Tommy, say something.
Gosh. You know, Barstow, I think you're stealing that property. If I hadn't liked you so much, I'd have held out... Now, who could that be?
Well, that's funny. We didn't expect anybody.
How could we? We don't know anybody.
I'll go. Excuse me, folks. Yes? Why, Dick! Dick Loring!
Hiya, Grace!
Come in. Tommy, it's Dick Loring. Come on in, Dick. I want you to meet some friends. Mr. and Mrs. Barstow, this is Dick Loring.
Oh, howdy!
How do you do?
Hello. Look, don't let me interrupt. Please go on with your dinner.
Won't you join us, Dick?
Oh, thanks. I had my dinner on the train. Just got in 20 minutes ago.
Didn't lose much time getting up here, did you?
No, I didn't, Tommy.
How did you know where we lived?
Grace's mother told me. I've been home for a week.
Home? How's my family, Dick?
Your mother's fine. Your dad's away. Oh, I don't mean that's why she's fine. He's attending some sort of doctor's convention.
Mrs. Barstow, I'm sure you'll pardon us. It's so wonderful to have news from home.
Oh, I know just how you feel, dear.
You see, Dick was almost one of the family.
That's right.
Yeah, almost.
Tommy. Tell me, Dick, where have you been?
Oh, lots of places on lots of jobs. Arizona, Washington, British Columbia. Now the railroad sent me down here.
Oh, you in the railroad business, young fella?
Uh-huh, construction department.
That's so. I'm with the Joplin in Missouri myself.
Oh, really? That's my road, too, as of tomorrow. I'm going to be assistant to Beckett.
Of course, I've heard him talk about you. Said some mighty fine things.
Well, thanks. How have you been doing, Tommy?
Oh, I'm making out all right.
All right. Why, Dick, he's practically rich this very minute.
Grace,
oh,
I don't
please,
think it'd
I've
be
got
a good...
to tell him, Tommy. You see, Tommy has a lot of land, and the railroad's buying it to build a new road.
You mean that spur line out through Hillsboro?
No, not Hillsboro. My land's in Ferndale. Hillsboro is 35 miles to the south.
Yeah. That makes it sort of tough, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's too bad you didn't buy in Hillsboro. That's where the new line's going through.
Ah, you're crazy. What do you know about it anyway?
Well, not much. I'm just going to build it, that's all.
Oh, now, please, Grace, don't cry. It's the use of crying. What good does it do?
After all the trouble I went to with that dinner, they didn't even wait for the chicken.
Gosh, it's not my fault if they got insulted and left.
It was too your fault. You said such awful things.
I only said them to Dick Loring.
Now that deal isn't going through and we haven't got a cent in the world.
But, Grace, I still
think... even took my government bond.
You said I could?
I said that because you said you were going to make a lot of money.
Well, don't you worry about me making money.
But I do. I guess we'll always be just nothing, Tommy. Always live in a flat like this. I'll do my own cooking, make my own dresses, never to travel anywhere.
That's all that means anything to you, to have money and travel.
Tommy.
Maybe it'd be better if I went out and never came back. You could have my insurance then. That'd take you as far as Chicago.
Oh! Tommy, don't you talk that way.
Maybe you'd rather have me wait. Wait until I take out another policy. Then you might get as far as Pismo Beach.
Is that supposed to be funny?
The only thing funny around here seems to be me, and it's all that Dick Loring's fault. Just because he walks in and turns on the charm. That big chowderhead,
Dick Loring has nothing to do with it.
Oh, he hasn't, hey? Well, you sure got starry-eyed when you saw him.
Tommy Talbot, I won't listen to this. Not for one single moment.
Hey, wait a minute. It's 9 o'clock. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going home on the 9:20 train.
No, you're not. You're not leaving this house.
And may I ask who's going to stop me?
I am.
Oh, no, you're not. And don't you just... Oh! Tommy Talbot, you let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you, Grace. There's no reason for you to act this way. Trouble is, you're just train crazy. You just can't stay still.
I can't stay still. I've stayed still in this stuffy little flat with no one to talk to and nothing to do for 11 months.
Well, who wanted to come to Joplin in the first place?
You did. You were going to make a fortune in 1 year. You practically promised.
Oh, Grace.
It's just no use. That's all I've got to say.
Well, it isn't all I've got to say. Grace, if you go out that door, we're through. I mean it.
I hope you do. So do I. Goodbye.
Come on, who do you think you're kidding, Grace? I know you're standing right outside the door. Thought I'd come rushing out after you, huh? Well, I fooled you. You know, I ought to teach you a good lesson and lock the door and leave you standing out there a couple of hours. But I'll let you in on one condition, that you say you're sorry. Is that a bargain? Is it, Grace? Grace? Grace! Grace! She's really gone. All right. Just let her go. She'll be back soon enough. She'll be crawling here
Excuse
on her...
Excuse me, Mr. Talbot. I was just wondering, when do you want me to serve the champagne?
Champagne? Yes, of course. Right now, Hattie. Both bottles.
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
And Hattie.
Yes, sir.
Never mind the chaser. I'm drinking it straight.
Don't you think you'd better get ready? That's the last bell.
Don't wait for me, Mother. I don't think I'm going to church.
Oh, you really ought to, Grace. I mean, you've been home for 3 days now, just moping around the house, not going anywhere or seeing anyone. What'll folks think?
I can't help what they think. Besides, I've got a letter to write.
To Tommy?
Yes.
Grace, dear, you and Tommy haven't had any trouble, have you? I mean, if there's anything you'd like
to tell me. Why must you keep on asking me questions? I'm home and that's that, and it's nobody's business.
Well, what's all the shouting for?
Dad!
Myron, when did you get back?
Just now. Train was 10 minutes late.
Oh, Dad. Dad, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so happy!
Wait a minute now. It isn't like my little girl to cry. Hey, what's it all about? Come on now, whisper it in my ear.
Dad...
You mean that? Why, Gracie, that's wonderful.
So wonderful she has to cry?
Oh, now, Mother, you know how Gracie is. It sure is good to be home again.
Myron, I expected you on Friday. Wasn't that doctor's convention over?
Yes, but I stopped off to make a little visit in Joplin.
Joplin? Did you see Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Was he all right?
Well, fair to middling. When I got there, he was in the hospital.
The hospital? What for?
Well, his chart was a little confusing. Seems the diagnosis was bruises and bumps.
Oh, Father.
Oh, it was nothing really serious. The janitor said something about him trying to drink a bottle of champagne while falling down the stairs. He'll be all right in a few days.
Oh, dear, I've got to get packed. I've got to go to him no matter what.
What do you mean, no matter what?
Well, not now, Mother. I'm in a hurry. Dad can probably tell you all about it.
About what?
About my leaving Tommy. What's the station number?
Grace, you mean to say you quarreled?
We didn't quarrel. We fought. Oh, dear, now he may be dying. Lying there in the hospital without a penny to his name.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Of course he's got a penny.
Yeah. And a lot more. Seems he closed some kind of a deal with the railroad.
He did?
Took him for $125,000.
And 25?
Fine time you picked to leave him. Grace, I'll go up and pack your bag.
Don't bother. I'm not going.
Why not?
Well, I can't go back now. He'd think it was just on account of the money.
But, Grace, that's silly. I think
now,
you
now,
should...
Now, Emmy, you just let her make up her own mind. Never can tell. She won't go to Tommy. Maybe he'll come to her. Now, come along, Mother. I could do with a cup of coffee.
All right, Myron, but I don't understand what any...
I won't go back. I couldn't. I just...
Hey, Grace!
Yes?
Grace, I've got to talk to you.
Oh, it's you, Dick. I didn't know you were home.
Oh, I got in last night. I guess you know I lost my job with the railroad.
No, I didn't.
Kind of that business about the spur line. Wasn't my fault. How should I know they were keeping the location secret on purpose?
It's going through Ferndale after all?
Yeah, and look, you know how people always talk if you'd just ask Tommy to sort of keep it quiet.
Dick, Tommy and I have separated.
No fooling? Why?
Oh, a lot of reasons. You're just one of them.
Me?
Uh-huh. I think Tommy was jealous.
Well, I can't blame him for being jealous of you, Grace. It's too bad he didn't know how to handle the situation. Believe me, if any girl ever deserved an ace...
Yeah, and if any guy ever deserved a punch in the eye...
Tommy!
Lay off, Tommy. You take one step closer and I'll punch you right in the nose.
You do and I'll bleed all over you.
I'll show you.
And take that.
Tommy! Get that, both of you. Stop it all.
It's all right, Grace. I got him pinned down.
Let go, you... I said, let go!
Hey, who did that?
I did. With a flower pot.
I never saw Tommy look so peaceful. Nice going, Grace.
Nice going? I meant it for you.
All right, boys. Steady now. Steady.
Oh, Doc. Where's Dick Loring?
Gone.
He's coming back?
No, he's gone.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Let me at him. I'll murder him. Let me at him.
Now, take it easy. Relax, Tommy.
Here's the ice bag, Dad. Tommy, does it hurt?
I've been hurt so much lately, I don't mind anymore.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean...
Grace, will you get some water and a cloth?
Yes, Dad.
Tommy, you shouldn't talk to her that way. She feels pretty bad.
Well, I don't feel exactly great. You were all wrong about my coming back with you, Doc. I should have stayed right there and...
The cloth in the water, Dad.
Oh, thanks, my dear. Now, if you'll just hold Tommy's head...
Thank you. I can hold my own head.
Naturally. It's so light, there's nothing in it.
Is that so? Well, I don't happen to be as stupid as some think of some pimp... Some... I'm not so dumb as you think. So happens I was right about a certain railroad deal. I even boosted my price $25,000. And if you'd like to see the certified
check... I'm not at all interested.
I know you're not. You wouldn't care if I sold the whole city of Joplin back to the Indians.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you...
Now, wait a minute, you two. I've got a stake in this thing. Now, Tommy, let me ask you something. What would you rather be than anything in the world?
Single.
I don't believe you mean that, my boy. I know you love Grace. Why, all the time you were in the hospital, you kept talking about her. You didn't want to live unless she came back.
I was delirious.
No, you weren't. And Grace, when she heard you were sick, she nearly tore the place apart trying to get back to you.
Please, Dad.
Well, you did. Now, you know you did.
Well, he needn't think
Stop
that he
it,
could...
Grace.
Well, if she thinks that she...
Shut up, Tommy. Trouble with you two, you're just suffering from matrimonial measles. Almost everybody has them the first year of marriage. Believe me, years from now, you'll either laugh at this or cry over it. If you let it force you apart, you're going to cry. So, let's laugh at it, huh? What do you say, Gracie?
Well...
Tommy?
Well...
That's fine. I'm glad you both feel the same way about it. Because, Tommy, you'll want to be around to see your baby.
Baby!
Uh-huh. And don't look so scared. It's happened before.
I know, but not to me, I don't think. Grace, is it true?
Uh-huh.
And you really forgive me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. I just hope he's going to look like us.
Thank you, Ozzie and Harriet, for your superb performances in tonight's play. We enjoyed every minute of it. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's foremost beauty experts, Lady Esther.
Many women say the most valuable advice I've ever given them is how to get rid of that stubborn, clouding, oily film which makes skin look tired and older than your years. This is what I advise. Sometime every day after once smoothing on Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and wiping it off, immediately repeat the treatment. The first time removes makeup and surface dirt. The important second time gets after clinging, stubborn, oily film that clouds your skin. Lady Esther four-purpose face cream is so soft and gentle, there's no need to rub or massage and perhaps harm your skin. The cream does the work, not your fingers. And in a matter of minutes, you've given your skin the four things it needs most for beauty. Yes, this one cream first thoroughly cleans the skin. Second, softens the skin. Third, helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Of course, if you are completely satisfied with your present skin care, don't change. But if you're not, doesn't it seem a good idea to try what I've suggested? You won't have to wait weeks or even hours to see results. No, at once you will see with your own eyes the clearer, younger look of your skin. A radiant, younger-looking you.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Blind Alley. It will star Edward G. Robinson, Isabel Jewell, and Broderick Crawford. Be sure to listen. The first year was produced and directed for Lady Esther by Bill Lawrence, adapted by Harry Cronman, and presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Daryl F. Zanuck's The Razor's Edge. Ozzie and Harriet are starred on their own radio program, sponsored by International Silver and 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.